The Five College Consortium in Western Massachusetts has received a $2.5 million grant to enhance Native American and Indigenous studies. Awarded by the Andrew W. Mellon Foundation, the grant is one of the largest received by the consortium in its more than 50-year history. The four-year grant will be used to develop expanded curriculum, hire more faculty, recruit more Native American students, and put on special programs, according to UMass Amherst professor Laura Ferlin, the chair of the Five Colleges Native American and Indigenous Studies Committee. She spoke with WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill.
I'm really excited about it. We're meeting soon to talk about what our first steps are. I've been meeting with our symposium committee to plan our spring symposium, which, of course, now with the grant, we can sort of do bigger things than we've been able to do in the past. And this year's symposium also comes at a time when the rest of the state is focused on celebrating Plymouth 400. And we're kind of rethinking ways of looking at that kind of commemoration from an Indigenous perspective. And so we'll be bringing in community members and storytellers from lots of local communities to talk about where their people were in 1620 and where they are now, what they're doing now. So being able to sort of tell those stories from their perspective, I think, is going to be part of our sort of reflection on this particular year of Plymouth 400.
How large a program is Indigenous Studies at the five campuses?
So Native American Indigenous Studies in the five colleges has existed for about 30 years. So in the 1990-91 academic year, there was a formation of a committee, which is now called the Native American Indigenous Studies Committee. And then there was a faculty seminar that was created to explore the development of a certificate program. And so that certificate program has been in place since 2002 and has grown exponentially. In the last couple of years, I think that we had more than a third of the total certificates have been awarded just in the last couple of years. Courses in Native American Indigenous Studies are now more than 20 per year. Courses that include some Native American and Indigenous content list about 18 per year. So that gives you a sense of how many courses are being taught across the campuses.
And you mentioned that one of the things you hope to do with this is also to encourage more Native Americans to enroll as students, correct?
In the last handful of years, Amherst College, for example, has really greatly increased their number of Native students who are coming to campus. And that is obviously a larger reach than just in the Northeast. Amherst College students, of course, come from all over. But I know that we've had talks about discussing with more local Indigenous communities ways to encourage students to choose one of our schools. And Native students are often sort of invisible in terms of numbers. So that's why we're hoping to create a stronger sort of five college Native student community so that they aren't so invisible on their individual campuses.